I want to talk about businesses in Atlanta. We got to bring Atlanta to the front of the congregation because everybody has been sending this to me. And so it was important for me to bring this to the front of the congregation. I will be reading that super chat shortly. Let's get into it. And there's multiple different types of businesses that's being evicted.
A massive crowd converged on a shopping plaza in Clayton County earlier today. Hundreds showed up to a beauty supply store that deputies had just evicted, hoping to get some free merchandise.
Instead, law enforcement swarmed the area and put an end to that. Fox 5's Rob D'Arienzo is live tonight at that shopping plaza. And Rob, you spoke with Sheriff LaVon Allen.
I did. That's exactly right. Good evening to you both. We'll show you what he said in just a moment. But the people I spoke with said they didn't come down here to steal anything. They thought this mountain of merchandise sitting in front of this beauty store behind me was fair game. And then, as time went on, hundreds of people showed up.
First, it was calm, and then I guess everybody made a phone call, and it got a little out of control, a little like Freaknik 96.
Soon after, Clayton County deputies evicted this beauty supply store off Terra Boulevard, dumping their inventory in the parking lot. A lot of people showed up, hoping to snap.
Hey, everybody in Atlanta, let me ask y'all a question. First of all, why is it only black people there? And secondly, y'all ain't got no jobs? Y'all ain't got nowhere that y'all supposed to be? Yo, why is Atlanta's freeways all full in the middle of the day when people are supposed to be either working from home or going to work? Y'all don't have regular business hours in Atlanta? Why is it hundreds of people that's just showing up? I don't understand that. I mean, before we even get to the whole beauty supply situation, look, bonnets, hair scarves, baby hairs, same thing over and over again. Y'all don't have nothing else that y'all got to do in the daytime. Y'all just free for all, can just free ball it, just head straight there. When you see a whole bunch of beauty products thrown out on the street, you running up there. Now, if they'd have had some job applications out there, wouldn't nobody showed up. Military go out there and they start to recruit. Nobody want to actually participate. Nobody want to show up when it actually is something that's productive, but let them give away some beauty supplies or some Popeye's chicken. Two for 20, and y'all gonna be flooding the place. Oh my God! Oh, remember when Popeyes came out with them chicken sandwiches and everybody showed up? Ain't nobody got no job.
Catch up some free stuff.
Look, she came with the cart.
Wigs, braided hair, makeup.
These are not my people. You know, before we get to this story, let me just say this. It's a lot of people that try to hold black people accountable for the fact that they don't want to participate and be on code. Just because you black do not mean that you my people. I rock with people based off of whether or not they just cool people. I don't care what color your skin is. You could be a hillbilly. It don't matter. This is not the type of people that you want to associate yourself with. Anybody that don't have a job in the daytime that's willing to run out to try to get some free products from somebody that's been evicted. That is not my congregation. Those are not the people that I do business with. These are not chasers, okay?
Lashes, earrings.
Instead, Clayton County Police, Sheriff's deputies, and Riverdale Police created a perimeter around the merch. Then they brought in dump trucks and vans carrying incarcerated workers to clean it all up.
When citizens are evicted, things are up for grabs. So we was assuming that the things were up for grabs.
And a lot of people we spoke with say that was their impression showing up here, too.
And as somebody who is in the beauty industry, it definitely would have been helpful.
Kids could use the supplies for hair. There's book bags in there, there's shoes in there, because the hair store sells all kind of things.
Georgia law says once a judge issues what's called a writ of possession in eviction cases, deputies can go in and toss out the tenant's belongings. Once it's in the street, those belongings are generally considered abandoned.
People get evicted on the street. They're not like this. They don't make sure people's stuff don't get touched when we get evicted.
Fox 5's I-Team found a judge.
Look at the people that's speaking on camera, y'all. Look at the people that's speaking on camera, y'all. Y'all not ashamed? Y'all not ashamed?
They don't make sure people's stuff don't get touched when we get evicted.
Fox 5's I-Team found a judge granted a writ of possession to the store's landlord 2 weeks ago, which deputies served this past Friday. So I asked Sheriff LaVon Allen why he doesn't consider this property abandoned.
And they could do a lot of good with it versus it just going to sit in a dump somewhere. Whose property is it now?
So what I found was that it actually was an owner that died. So the person that owned the beauty supply store passed away. And because the person that owned the beauty supply store passed away, that's when it then lapsed or whatever it is. And so they decided to get rid of all of the stuff, or whoever the landlord was decided to get rid of all of the stuff. So it was, but then once the next of kin or whoever it was found out, they are the ones that then determine what they want to happen with the stuff. So it's not free for anybody to do whatever it is that they want to do with it. And so that's why they put a perimeter around it. They said that y'all not going to do it. And so they have the ability to just throw all of the stuff away if they want to, because the person that owns it is up to them. And then the black people got mad at it and said, I can't believe y'all not letting us take all of this free stuff. You could do good for the community. I bet you they all Kamala Harris voters too.
And if you couldn't hear too well at the end, it was a little difficult to listen to. Sheriff Allen said essentially that this was the store's property. But meanwhile, these people here really, they had a different understanding of this all. And again, our reading of the state law was that this was essentially abandoned property. Russ?
Well, obviously the property has value, but it certainly looked like it had been thrown out like trash. Rob, do we know where those trucks ended up? Where'd they take all that merchandise?
And Russ, that's a question a lot of people even still have been coming by and asking, where did they put all of this stuff? I want to show you a video that Lovejoy Police posted a little while ago. They say these are these products in the landfill. They say all of those items are being destroyed, telling people not to show up at that landfill, adding they will be monitoring the area.
Y'all will go to the landfill just to get free stuff? So that means that the economy ain't booming like y'all think it is.
Well, we got some breaking news right now at 6 o'clock. Two chaotic scenes in metro Atlanta after a local nightclub and a beauty mart are evicted and their merchandise is thrown out into the parking lots, attracting huge crowds.
Take a look at this scene over the beauty.
Let me pivot for a second. I want to go over to this Red Martini because everybody was going crazy over at the Red Martini too. Have y'all ever been to the Red Martini over there near Atlanta in Buckhead? Is anybody familiar with the Red Martini? So the Red Martini also, in addition to the beauty supply store, also got evicted, and people went bananas. They went absolutely crazy over at the Red Martini, trying to take the TVs, trying to take the business, trying to take the chairs, trying to take the tables.
It's closing time at a popular Buckhead bar. Red Martini is being evicted. Nightclub says the landlord told them to leave today.
Word got out on social media, leading to a crush of people heading there, hoping to cash in on what was put out on the curb.
Sounds a lot like that beauty shop in Clayton County, doesn't it? Fox 5's Christopher King is live in Buckhead tonight. Christopher, what's it look like there now?
Well, Russ, Courtney has come out here right now. Take a look. This empty parking lot is all that's left. But earlier, hundreds of people were out here in the back of Red Martini. Why is that? The lounge's possessions were tossed out into the parking lot after a drawn-out court battle. People came out trying to score whatever they could get their hands on. Sky Fox overhead as yellow...
It looked like ants. It looks like ants out there.
...sits stacked in the rear parking lot. Crews load TVs into a moving truck. Hundreds of people came out to grab what was being tossed out. This after Red Martini, a bar in Buckhead, was forced to shut its doors Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, they got a little eviction.
The lounge and the landlord have been locked in a year-long battle. A man who identified himself as bar owner Brian Alt told us off camera the landlord is kicking out Red Martini. This even though he says he paid his rent on time.
The landlord decided that August 7th was a great day to pull the plug.
Troy Gibson identified himself as someone who knows the bar owner. He says the eviction came as a surprise.
Nobody knew it was happening.
Fox 5 got hold of court documents detailing the fight. A Fulton County magistrate judge back in December ruled in favor of the landlord, Ralph and Rita Venture LLC. Judge Todd Ashley wrote, the tenant, Red Martini, quote, forcibly retook possession of and excluded landlord from the premises on August 11th of last year.
The decision, quote, placing landlord in peaceful and quiet possession of those premises known as Red Martini. The judge last December ordered the Fulton County Sheriff to, quote, remove the defendant.
I'm surprised they shut down.
Word of the eviction spread quickly on social media. A throng of onlookers stopped by to see if they could pick up what remained.
I feel sorry for them because, I mean, it was a nice club.
That's insane. I can't do it. I can't be a part of it. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to. Leave me out of it. I don't want to. It's just ghetto. Honestly, it's just ghetto. But then it also tells me and it shows me that everybody is not doing as well as they think that they are. And what y'all going to do with that stuff anyway? What you going to do? You going to put it in your backyard? You going to use it? You going to open up a bar yourself? You going to go and get you some couches and stuff like that? Man, I got better things to do than be. Don't call me if somebody get evicted to go and get some free stuff. It's just ghetto, bro. Honestly, in my opinion, it's just all ghetto. Anyway.